Welcome to Parshas HaShavua with Rabbi Gerari. Today, this week is Parshas Lech Lecha. Good to be back after a break. I trust everyone's yontif was meaningful and joyful. And of course, Parshas Bereishis sprung upon us right away at the end of Simchas Torah. The day after Simchas Torah, and then we had Parshas Noach. I took a little bit of a break. So happy to be back. Parshas Lech Lecha is really such a foundational Parsha because really, if one were to, we've talked about this many times, if one were to sort of pinpoint in the Torah, where does the Jewish history begin? As a Jewish nation, of course, the entire Torah is important, every single word of it, but historically, or in terms of the happenings and experiences of Bereshis, it starts with Lech Lecha. It starts with Avraham Avinu, and not just Avraham Avinu when he was born, but Avraham Avinu from the beginning of Lech Lecha. And the reason for this briefly is, we know that the first two parshas, Bereshis and Noach, the first parsha, Bereshis, goes all the way from Adam to Noach. Noach goes all the way from Noach to Avraham Avinu. This is 20 generations, almost 2,000 years. Briefly talked about in the first two parshas. And then suddenly, it slows down. Meaning, even at the end of parshas Noach, we have the birth of Avraham Avinu until he was 75, also very briefly. And then from when Avraham Avinu turns 75, which is the beginning of parshas Lech Lecha, everything all of a sudden dramatically slows down. And we have tremendous detail, tremendous description of what happened. And the reason for that is it's explained because Avraham Avinu, we know, was the first Jew. That's in itself an interesting discussion. Doesn't necessarily mean the first halachic Jew. That could have happened only after Matan Torah. But he was the first one to sort of absorb the neshama, begin the process of monotheism, and begin the process of becoming a Yid. Something unique, something separate from everyone else, to be the first Jew with a neshama. And when does it happen? We are taught that it happens when Hashem gives him, although he believed in God even before this, but he was upgraded to a level of connection and belief in Hashem with the mitzvah of Lech Lecha. Hashem gives him a mitzvah, and that's where his deeper connection, the connection of a Jew to Hashem, begins with this mitzvah, the mitzvah of Lech Lecha, the mitzvah of going out to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why everything from here slows down, therefore everything from here is in much greater detail. But there's something very deep here, and that is that it's interesting, therefore, that the foundation of Yiddishkeit, the beginning of the Jewish experience, is Parshas Lech Lecha, which has the name Lech Lecha. And what does Lech Lecha actually mean? Essentially, Lech Lecha means to grow. To grow, to go beyond yourself, which we'll talk about a bit more in detail in a few moments. Which leads us to this idea that if we want to talk about the very beginning of Yiddishkeit, so to speak, when I say the beginning of Yiddishkeit, I don't mean the beginning of Yiddishkeit. The neshama, as we are taught, the neshama and the Jewish spark transcends creation. It was there before the world was created. But in this historic world, in history, where does Yiddishkeit begin? The story of Yiddishkeit, Divrei Yimei Yisrael, begins with Parashas Lech Lecha, and Hashem is sending us a message. To be a Yid is synonymous with growing, and growing each day, growing all the time, growing more and more each day, each week, each month. As we say every day in Shema, Ve'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, Yishalav Hashem, your God, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol meidecha, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your resources. That's the word meidecha, but the word meidecha also means very. Your very, which means to always grow a little bit more than the day before. You grow, and then it becomes the norm, and then you grow a bit more. That is the essential ingredient necessary to experience Jewishness, to experience Yiddishkeit in the most pure and authentic way. To be connected to Hashem means to grow, because Hashem is infinite. We have an neshama which is connected to Hashem, which is infinite, and we always have to continue to grow. It has to be Lech Lecha, we have to grow. We have to always go beyond ourselves to be more connected with Hashem. So that's a foundational concept. But I want to share with you sort of an expression of this and how this works with a beautiful Kli Yoker. That the Kli Yoker is the beginning of this parsha, where the Kli Yoker talks about the first pasuk, and he says the following. I'm going to paraphrase it a little bit. I hope I'm accurate with what I believe the Kli Yoker is telling us, and I'll do the best I can. The Kli Yoker starts off by saying, first of all, why is it so necessary for the Torah to say, Lech Lecha me'artzecha, from your land, mi'meladetcha, from your birthplace, and mi'beis avicha, from your father's house? Why is that so necessary? Why can't you just say, Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Hashem said to Avram, Lech Lecha, go, El Ha'aretz, to a land which I will show you, just go. Second of all, he wants to know, as Rashi already points out a little bit, the term Lecha, Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha means go to you, which is interesting. What does that mean? Rashi says Lecha means for your benefit. Hashem was saying Lech, go, and ultimately you'll gain. But the Kli Yakar takes a bit of a different approach. So the Kli Yakar says the following, and it's a lesson for everyone. He says Hashem wanted to teach Avram that to go to where you need to go to be successful in this journey, you need to disconnect from three things. The one harder than the other. He said a person is attached to three things. Is attached to their country of birth, where they, their land, where they come from. Excuse me. The second thing a person is attached to is moilatatacha, the immediate, sort of much more immediate environment of birth, the community that you're born in, the family, the extended family that you have around you, where you were born, who was around you, your environment, your immediate environment. And then, of course, the person has their parents' home, based on your father's house. And he says, each one is very difficult to disconnect from and to fulfill what Hashem wants from Avraham Avinu, and that is to move away. He says the following, what's the easiest to disconnect from? From your general country or city of birth, community, general, broader community. He says, what do you get from that? You don't really get much from that anyway. What do you get from that? If anything, you get kind of a sense of identity, reputation. Where you live is where you are known, where people know you, kind of being someone that is known and recognized, recognition. Hashem said, that's kind of the easiest thing to disconnect from, just go from that. I want you to disconnect like a child, he says, that you sort of slowly break it to them, or what you have to actually do. So the easiest thing to do is to break from the need for reputation around that comes from Artzacho, your land. Second thing is your Malaratcho, your place of birth, your more immediate environment. He says, that's difficult, that's different, that's more difficult to disconnect from. Because it's where you get your support. People come, people help your community. You have a baby, they drop off a meal, you're in hospital, someone visits you, someone takes care of you, or at least hopefully, and it's kind of people rally around you to offer you support and help. That's your more immediate community, that's Malaratcho. That's going to be harder from Avraham Avinu to break from. And ultimately, he says, the hardest to break from is Beis Avicha, your father's house. Your father's house is the place of stability, the place of financial support. Your existence depends on the resources you receive from your parents' home. That's how people grow up. That's the way of the world. You grow up and you're supported by parents. That's the hardest to disconnect from. And he says, that's what it means. Hashem is saying, slowly, slowly, you are disconnect from all these things. And Hashem says, why do you need to disconnect? Because I want to take you to a fourth connection. And this is the greatest connection of all. This is the connection that a person is connected to their very essence, their essential self. Not self in a superficial, egocentric way, but self in terms of the neshama, the soul. Your true essence. And that's what it means, lech lecha. Go to you. You need to take a journey to go to you, to discover who you really are, to discover your connection to Hashem, to discover your eternal, intrinsic connection to the infinite God, which is manifested in your own soul, which is connected to the Kedusha, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael and Hara Maria, and so on and so forth. Go to you, go to who you really are, discover your connection, discover your soul, discover your neshama, discover your real essence. Now, he doesn't say this, but I was thinking what the Kli Yakar means. So why do you need? Why is it exclusive? Why can one not connect with the other? And just to strengthen the question, he explains in the next pasuk that Hashem said, "Don't worry about those three things. You will get them," because he says, "I'm just going to look at the exact language." He says, "The truth is, what did we say? You get from your birthplace, your immediate environment. You get help." Well, I'm going to make you into a big family, so the support will be there. You're worried about your reputation. I'm going to make you into a very famous person. I'm going to, as Rashi explains, I'm going to, your reputation will be great. You're worried about the financial support and stability you get from your father's home? Well, I'm going to bless you with resources. Hashem said, I'll bless you, because Hashem gave him three blessings. Support, family, reputation, he says, I'll make your name great. And then I'll bless you with money, says Rashi. So all those three things you have before you will have an Eretz Yisrael as well. So therefore begs the question, so then why is it philosophically, obviously geographically we understand that Avraham Avinu to go geographically to Israel had to disconnect from those three things. But what does that mean in terms of a lesson for us? Why do you need to disconnect and then have those blessings anyway? And the answer, I think, is this. What Hashem was saying to him is that people identify themselves by superficial things. People's identity are built around the reputation they have, built around the things they have, built around the kindness that other people give them. And that's all coming from the outside in. It's all external support, all external blessings. And where a person lives their life, where they are dependent on something superficial and depending on something that comes completely from the outside, completely from human beings, completely from other people, that is the first barrier to growing. Because you become locked in the reputation that you have. You become locked in the things that you can do. You become locked in the support that you have, and that becomes you. And as soon as one of those things are missing, your entire persona, your entire world breaks apart. So Hashem, you have to disconnect from all those things. You have to start again. You have to start your life from a foundation. Lech lecha. Who are you? What is your identity? Your identity does not depend on environment, doesn't depend on reputation, doesn't depend on the resource, doesn't depend on anything, anyone, or any place. Your identity is about your connection to Hashem from your neshama, lech lecha, the true you, the true foundational you, the true intrinsic you that is your neshama. That is who you really are. That's what it is. When you serve Hashem that way, then you transcend all limitations. You transcend all barriers. You transcend all obstacles, because it's really about your infinite and eternal connection with Hashem. Now, it doesn't mean those things are bad. Once you've understood who you really are, once you've really discovered who you really are in terms of your neshama, and that's your basis, that's your identity comes from within yourself, your true neshama, your true essence, your values, your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then everything else follows. Of course, support from family is an important thing. Of course, community is an increasing thing. Of course, financial resources and support is an important thing. And you'll have all of those. But you won't identify yourself. They won't become who you are. Who you are, the foundation of who you are, is Lech Lecha. Once the Lech Lecha is in place, then all the other blessings can come, as long as you understand them correctly, and they don't, as long as you're not locked in them, and as long as they don't hold you back from transcending obstacles and transcending yourself in order to serve Hashem properly and to reach the real Eretz Yisrael within you, which is your connection and internal connection with Hashem. That's this important lesson that comes out from this amazing Kli Yochar. Have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.